Volcano erupts in Guatemala.
There could be a state of devastation in at least three areas.
Could President Trump pardon himself?
Pardoning himself would just be unthinkable.
Parkland students graduate.
The parents who walked across the stage for their children, I lost it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It's a deadly and destructive scene in Guatemala after the eruption of a volcano. Live to the foreign desk in CBS's Vicky Barker.
The volcano of fire lived up to its name with a massive explosion that spewed thick gray ash more than 25 miles. This fleeing woman fears her family was trapped by the fast-moving pyroclastic flows, deadly mixtures of ash, rock, molten lava, and toxic gas that can reach 60 miles per hour. There's fear and growing anger that Guatemalan officials waited 4 hours to issue their evacuation order. At least 25 dead, more than 1.5 million people affected, and Guatemala's main airport is closed. Steve?
On Hawaii's Big Island, CBS's Carter Evans tells us the lava from the Kilauea volcano is picking up speed after a new round of activity.
Lava blasting from Kilauea's most explosive fissure has reached a major highway intersection. Civil defense says about a dozen people stayed behind anyway in Kapoho. Three were evacuated by helicopter on Sunday. The area is without power, cell reception, landlines, or water.
Some people wanted to come out. We do know of one confirmed says, nope, I want to stay. They have enough food and they say they'll be able to last.
Well, 1,500 people are out of their homes in southwestern Colorado thanks to one of two major western wildfires. CBS's Mark Strassman.
The fire has burned more than 2,200 acres and is only 10% contained. A wall of smoke towered above the dense, dry brush in southern Colorado's San Juan National Forest.
Oh, my God.
About 200 miles east in Colfax County, New Mexico, residents grow more concerned as the Ute Park fire edges closer to their homes.
It was like black smoke, and it was pretty high.
The fire has burned around 32,000 acres in northern New Mexico.
Well, if it comes down to it, could President Trump pardon himself? One of his attorneys has spoken out on that tantalizing question. Live now to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The idea was raised in a 20-page letter from the president's legal team written in January and published over the weekend by the New York Times. It makes sweeping, untested claims of presidential power, arguing that not only does Mr. Trump have the ability to shut down any federal investigation, but also that he can't be made to testify and could pardon himself. But on NBC's Meet the Press, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani backed away from that notion.
Pardoning himself would just be unthinkable, and it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Giuliani, who joined the president's legal team months after that letter was written, says he's now leaning against allowing a voluntary interview with the special counsel. Robert Mueller has been negotiating with Mr. Trump's legal team for months. Steve?
8 days before the planned U.S.-North Korea summit, there's word three top North Korean military officials have been replaced. Included in the reshuffle is the country's defense minister. Now to South Florida, where some of February's mass shooting survivors got their high school diplomas.
Joan Botwinick says it could have been a sad day, but instead her daughter's graduation
was fine. It was like any graduation.
There were remembrances for the 17 people killed on Valentine's Day, including four graduating seniors who were awarded diplomas. The big surprise?
Congratulations to the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas class of 2018.
Commencement speaker Jimmy Fallon, who told students, "You're not just the future, you're the present. Keep changing the world. Keep making us proud." Peter King, CBS News, Sunrise, Florida.
Police in Arizona are looking for a gunman who killed at least three people. CBS's Maria Villarreal says one victim is a forensic scientist who worked on high-profile murders.
It's highly unusual for someone to wake up one morning and say, today's the day I want to become a serial killer.
For decades, investigators sought out Dr. Stephen Pitt for his insight into the mind of a killer. Now it's his murder police are trying to solve. The 59-year-old forensic psychiatrist was shot outside his office Thursday by a white male suspect.
Are we dealing with a serial killer here?
We don't believe so. We believe that these shootings were not random.
Detectives suspect the same gunman killed two paralegals the next day at a law office 10 miles away. They're also trying to determine if hypnotherapist and life coach Marshall Levine is the gunman's fourth victim.
At a Denver nightclub, an off-duty FBI agent was dancing when his gun hit the floor and it went off when he picked it up. A man nearby was wounded in the leg. Police are investigating. A new study indicates tens of thousands of women with breast cancer could do just as well without chemotherapy. New York oncologist Stephanie Burnick.
This test is designed specifically for certain cancers, so it's not for every woman, but it's for women that have the most common kind of breast cancer.
50 years ago this week, a presidential candidate's assassination shook the nation, raising questions that linger today. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It should have been the high point of Robert Kennedy's political career.
And now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Instead, celebration turned into tragedy.
Senator Robert Kennedy has been shot.
At the Ambassador Hotel, chaos. For more than 24 hours, doctors desperately tried to save Robert Kennedy, but they could not.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44.
The memories are still vivid. Kennedy's oldest child, Kathleen.
We lost our father, and the country lost a great leader.
At the site of the assassination, a lot has changed.
Yeah, this is the Robert F. Kennedy Community Schools. It's a collection of six different schools.
A half century later, there are still some questions about what took place that night. A Palestinian immigrant, Sirhan Sirhan, was found guilty of Kennedy's murder. But for years, a number of people have claimed a second gunman fired the fatal shots. Now, two of the Kennedy children, including Kathleen, support a new investigation.
I think it should be reopened.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Big night in Oakland for NBA sharpshooter Steph Curry. The Warriors guard hit 9 3-point shots to lead Golden State to a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals in a 122-103 win over Cleveland. The new pain at the pump may put a crimp in travel plans, but WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says it hasn't had an effect, at least not yet, in the auto showroom.
Utilities and pickups made up 70% of May sales, even as gas prices were rising. LMC Automotive analyst Jeff Schuster says 1 month really isn't enough to change consumer behavior.
The consumer has certainly gotten savvy to all of the volatility in gas prices, and I think it's a wait-and-see approach.
Schuster says if gas prices remain high, consumers would likely move to smaller utilities, but not move back to passenger cars. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
The movie Solo, a Star Wars story, was tops at the weekend box office, taking in $29 million. Not bad, but it's down 65% from the opening weekend, and it's falling far short of other movies in the Star Wars universe. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.